Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Never underestimate the power of the sea, because the sea will take you down. Jacques Cousteau.
The sea, the sea, the sea. It's such a salty, magic place.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, so Florida Keys obviously has the History of Diving Museum. You need to go check that out if you haven't already been there. It's quite a facility. It's just a really cool attraction right there on US 1 as you're heading down to Key West and Isla Mirada.
I enjoy it every single time.
Yes.
There's always something new.
The Elise and the gang are awesome. They run it. And the gift shop they have there at the Diving Museum for scuba divers, you'll find stuff unique to that particular shop that I've never seen anywhere else.
Yeah, you'll end up walking out with something you didn't know that you needed.
They've done a good job at curating some very dive-specific souvenir-type stuff that I've never seen. Anywhere, in all my travels all around the world, for that matter. They've really got a neat little display of some unique dive-related stuff that you need to go in there and take a look at and maybe pick up and take home as a souvenir. Now, there's something else that popped up in the Florida Keys that I wasn't even aware this was in the works, but the first underwater habitat is about to be deployed in, like, I don't know, 30 years or something. You know, they have the Atlantis project down there in the Florida Keys, which is kind of a scientific thing that was working for a while. I don't know if it's still operating. You know, in vintage dive day, you got Jules Undersea Lodge. That was like the original underwater habitat. You go down there and stay overnight and order a pizza, and they have several different packages. You can go down there and live underwater like
a hamster.
That still exists, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Still exists there, Vinny.
That's where I did my rescue class.
Yeah. And now it's a famous dive site down there in Key Largo. You can go down and it's a really great place for dive instructors that are going down to the Keys and might get blown out because of the weather. Like Lisa was said, it's kind of windy down there today. A lot of times the instructors will take their crews down to the Keys to do some checkout dives, get blown out, but they can go into Jules because it's a protected waterway. Viz may not be nearly as good as what you get out on the reef, but you can still get her done. You know, they got a nice little protected area to dive around the habitat, and there's stuff to look around and explore and do some training and stuff like that. So it's unique in that sense. But as far as having a true working underwater habitat, I'm not sure what the current status of Atlantis is, the Atlantis project. I think it's still operating, and it was there for a few years, still there. Like colleges were doing research and stuff, but I think they quit doing that. I don't know. Kenny, do you know? Have you heard anything about that, or do you know about the underwater habitat, the Atlantis one?
Last I checked, they're still trying to find Atlantis.
Okay, that's a different thing. Yet. That's a totally different thing. So the answer
is no.
That's
a different thing.
That's a different thing.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, but there's a underwater habitat that was set up more scientific-wise, like newer than Jules. I mean, Jules is like, I don't know, 50 years old at least, I think.
Yeah, Jules is getting up there.
Yeah, well, Barry, he's Googled it. He's our Googler. So, Jerry the Googler.
It's they still have a webpage called project-atlantis.com, so right. You can check it out there.
Yeah, I think they still do some stuff with college, colleges across the country come down doing scientific research and stuff, but it's not really open to the public or anything. Now, this new one is supposed to be sunk on Tennessee Reef. They just announced that they're going to put it down at Tennessee Reef down there in the Keys.
That's just off the coast of Tennessee.
Right. No, it's not. Not even close.
That's real close to me.
Okay, you guys are worthless, and you're not helping this conversation at all. I'm trying to educate the diving public, and you're screwing me left and right. Stop it. Stop it right now. Okay, so as I was saying, You know, they're going to sink this thing. I don't know if they're going to open it up to the public, but it'll definitely be a new underwater research center that is the first of its kind in God knows how many years. And it's kind of cool to see that that is going to take place. I think that's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
I think that's near an old Indian reservation.
No.
Suck a musket.
No, that's Tennessee Reef is a popular reef down there. My guess is you may not be able to go into the habitat. Or they'll probably use it for scientific research and things and do some experiments. But I kind of wonder if you'll be able to go visit the area, the reef. I would imagine so. And like, hey, there's the habitat. That looks cool.
What does it say on your screen over there?
That they're gonna put it down underwater in April. That's all it says. Mm. That it's going down very, very soon. Now, Casey, the tobacco nut, has joined us now as well.
Yes, I got your SOS, and the show is going down the tube, floundering. Please,
you just wanted to put the final nail in the coffin and show up?
No, I'm here to save you. How deep are they putting this thing?
It'll be like 40 feet or so. Yeah. Yeah, who's making all the racket? Why do I hear a bunch of background noise from somebody? Is that Casey, or is that someone else, guys? Figure that out. It's very distracting. I can't operate like this. I can't. You guys are going to put me over the edge.
Your powers of concentration are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, somebody has too much racket going on in their background. Is that Casey?
I don't have a dog.
Yeah, it's not a dog.
Someone sounds like they got an
air conditioner or something.
Running. Yeah, I hear a fan.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, now it's turned off. Now it's off. Oh, it's Kenny. It was Kenny? All right.
It was Weehaw Kenny.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give Kenny a pass because
he's half the man.
He's only the only one with a clue, so I got to give him a little bit more.
I thought
room.
Tennessee Williams died a long time.
Okay, there we go. See
now,
final nail in the coffin. There we go. Thanks, Casey. Jeez.
The name it's called Ocean Engineering Company Deep has announced its first pilot subsea human habitat will be deployed at Tennessee Reef in the Florida Keys to aid in the study of the ocean seafloor.
Right.
It is the subsea human habitat called Vanguard functions as an underwater cabin-like vessel where four crew members can live and work underwater for days at a time.
Mm-hmm.
This enables extended time on the seafloor for various experiments.
Right.
The cabin will sit on the seafloor at a depth of 14 meters. Go figure it out.
It's not that big.
It's about 30 feet.
It's like living in a Winnebago.
I've got a fun experiment. Let's go down there and see how many tacos we can eat. In 4 days.
You don't know unless
you try.
Well, with extra flaming hot sauce.
Yeah.
And then who's the first person to bail and that kind of thing?
No, how many that would be
the
eat?
No, we just leave up the calling cards for the next crew.
Well, I think you turn it into a competition.
It's going to be about 45-foot depth on it.
Yeah. But you put four people down there and, you know, like one of these...
Who's going to back up the head, and then you have to either surface or bag it.
We leave for the weekend. We're done.
I don't know about the facilities.
Well, I think I do. It's called the entrance to the underwater habitat.
Your facilities have been backed up by four?
Yeah, you just stick your cheeks out over the edge and let it rip. Don't you? No? They frown upon that. They frown upon that. Okay. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.